Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with a new friend. John Paul Mendoza is here. Not new for long, though, folks. John Paul, I got fair warning for you. Once we find people, we're like the Hotel California. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. So I'm just giving you fair warning. John Paul is the co-author of Most Businesses Fail in the First 5 Years. And John, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about your turnaround work that you do. I know that probably business is off a little right now, like it is for most people. We're not being able to travel and go out and see folks. I know that's how you make a lot of your business. But when things get turned loose again, you're going to have a landscape strewn with turnaround opportunities. And some of those are going to include just acquiring the market share of companies that just didn't come back. How are you going to work all that out? What's that going to look like? How do I become, what would you say to me if I wanted to be the survivor that was making the acquisitions?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. The most important thing that I have learned after doing turnarounds for now going on 27 years is the fact that you need to know that businesses that get in trouble usually have a fundamental flaw in the transaction. And what I mean by that is they don't understand how to make sure that the customer keeps buying and they have that transaction worked out. Now, we may think that, well, that's a standard, that's a given. Yeah, all you have to do is go look at a guy like Jeff Bezos, not what I would call a dynamite sales looking kind of guy. Genius. And what did Jeff figure out? He figured out the transaction. You know, here I am selling my books, hawking my books, tell people where to go. I mean, if you go on Amazon, you know, one click, you bought it, you're done. Transaction is set. Yeah. If you go on to other sites, you know, you got to figure out how to wrench the credit card in there. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to be a casualty, you got to figure out how do I, and this is the big word, it's an F word. So Jim, I know you're sitting down, you're sturdy. But it's friction, because there's lots of friction in systems that people have. Small businesses are really bad about taking money. And they're bad about it, because they don't have a fast, smooth way of taking people's money. When they're ready, take their money, make it as smooth and easy as you possibly can.
And when a customer hits one of your friction points today, they go away. And that's what I mean when I talk about the moment of relevance, John Paul. In a moment, in a split second, in a blink of an eye, in the click of a little index finger, if they hit one of your friction points, they click out and you became irrelevant in that moment. And that's the problem small businesses have.
It's a small business, but it's all businesses, and small businesses in particular. So the thing is you have to look at every single thing from the perspective of a customer. Go get somebody that you know. I mean, you just have to find people. You know, if you're involved in your community and you're at church, go find somebody and say, listen, you've never done business with me. Go buy something off of my website. Go buy something from me. I'll reimburse you, but I want you just to buy it. I want you to go on, you select something, you buy it, we'll be good. But I want you to play customer, and I want you to come back and tell me what you think about how that went. And I don't want you to hold back on my feelings, because I need to know this, because my total and utter survival is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen client after client make this mistake of where they have the sales prevention team. They've got the tank traps.
Right.
They've got the artillery aimed at the customer. They're doing everything, barbed wire. You know, they've got gunfire over their head. Everything
mines
to slow down a sale.
Yeah. Well, but the other thing, though, John Paul, is they need to realize that how people acquire things from you and learn about things from you going forward in this coming December is not going to be like it was last December. If you don't know what those new expectations are, And they are going to be different. I don't know how much. They're going to be different. If you don't know that, you're going to be irrelevant. Last thoughts as we go to as we wrap up.
Well, this is going to be a golden age in which there's going to be more turnaround opportunity for somebody like me than ever before. The question is, are you going to be on the good side, the plus side, or the negative side? I'm hoping that every one of your listeners gets the message and heeds it and the warning. And those opportunities out there to acquire assets at a very substantial discount are going to be out there.
You want to look at those.
Don't be so proud.
Well said. Hey, John Paul, thanks for being here. Give us the website quickly one more time.
PositionToWinBook.com, PositionToWinBook.com.
John Paul Mendoza, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank you for being here and remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.